everybody. How are you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 101 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me again. Thanks for getting me over the 100 episode mark. Like I've said, I've got about 6,000 downloads. So that's either one crazy person listening 6,000 times, or it's 6,000 people who have accidentally stumbled upon one episode and then they vowed to never listen again. So I don't know, it's somewhere in there. But who knows? I'll just keep going. And this episode, I want to talk about how the Democrats are the party that they love to think of themselves as the smart ones, but they are the ones not thinking through anything. They're not thinking ahead. The Democrats don't think ahead. They think one step, and then they don't think beyond that first step. Because let's face it, they are the party of emotions. And so they make very emotional decisions, and then they move on. And they don't use their brains. They don't think about anything. And a great example is this, what's going on right now with the immigrants, and particularly on Martha's Vineyard. Ron DeSantis of Florida sent about 50 immigrants, mostly Venezuelans, I believe, to Martha's Vineyard. And of course, Martha's Vineyard, in I think it was 2017, they passed because everybody was trying to rebel against Trump. Trump is a racist. He's anti-immigrant, anti-immigration. Well, he's anti-Muslim. And so we are going to be, we're going to oppose Trump by being pro-immigrant. Immigrants are welcome here. And that was the motto, the mantra of all the Democrats. Immigrants are welcome. No human is illegal. Well, Ron DeSantis sent 50 immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, and in about 36 hours, the rich liberals of Martha's Vineyard had the National Guard take them away. Oh, we don't have room for them here. You know, Barack Obama has a gigantic mansion with 7 bedrooms and 8.5 bathrooms. Well, but he doesn't have any room for illegal immigrants. But immigrants are welcome. They're welcome somewhere else, anywhere else. And this is—it's really been a great. And like I've said, that the Democrats are all about bringing millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants to America, but they've never given one single moment's thought to where those people are going to live. Where are they going to sleep? What are they going to eat? How are they going to work? Where are they going to work? Do they even speak English? If they don't speak English, can they even get jobs? What can they do? How are these people even going to survive? Literally, survive. The Democrats are setting these people up to literally starve to death and be homeless. But they don't care. They haven't thought that far through, that far ahead. They haven't thought anything through. They don't think anything through. They don't have room for the people for immigrants in Martha's Vineyard. Well, how about applying that same logic to the entire country? Do we have enough housing? Do we have enough public transportation? Do we have enough schools? Do we have enough hospitals? Do we have enough police, fire departments? All of this stuff. Do we have enough water? There are places in America where there's not even enough water now for the people who live here, for the Americans, American citizens. And you're saying we should bring in millions more illegal immigrants. I mean, there are places like California where they don't even have enough of the electricity to run their air conditioning or charge their electric cars. But you're saying that we should bring millions more people into this country who are going to be a further drain on all of these resources. Food, energy, water, housing, roads, all of this stuff. And, you can't. So the bottom line is that you have not thought this stuff through. And when Republicans and libertarians will point this stuff out, the Democrats just call you racist. Ah, you're just a racist. You're a xenophobe. And it's really, and the media, of course, repeats it. The media just says, oh, these people are being used. Oh, yes, the immigrants in Martha's Vineyard are being used as political pawns. It's cruel. It's the equivalent of the Holocaust, and it's authoritarian. And all it's doing is pointing out, is trying to shine a light on the reality that we don't have enough resources to deal with all of these new people. You know, this is, I did an episode about this a year ago about immigration. Any civilized country has to have an orderly immigration system so that we can make sure that our population doesn't overwhelm the existing resources that we have. We can constantly expand we can expand our roads, we can build new hospitals, we can do all this stuff, but we can't do it in a week and a half. It's going to take years and years and years, so we need to make sure that our population doesn't grow too fast to overwhelm the existing resources. This is really basic, simple, common sense, highly intelligent stuff that the Democrats have no idea about because the Democrats are stupid. Democrats are incredibly stupid people, and like I always say, stupid people are dangerous. They're very dangerous. You don't want to put a complete moron in charge of something that, for example, flying a plane. You don't want to put a total moron in charge and make him the pilot of your plane, because he'll crash and he'll kill you all. But what we have is Democrats are morons, and they're crashing America. They're crashing the plane of America. They're doing the same thing with climate change. The same thing. They're so obsessed with climate change. Oh yeah, we need to stop climate change. So we're going to ban all gasoline cars. Well, okay. Have you thought about like what people are going to do instead of having a gasoline car? I mean, what about can people afford to get electric cars? Is there enough electricity on the grid to charge all of these electric cars? Well, Democrats don't care. They haven't thought that far ahead. They're skipping down the road, smug in their belief that they're such good people. Oh, we're such good people. Look how we just solved that problem. We're stopping climate change. Let's move on to the next thing. But they haven't thought anything through. They haven't thought what the next step is. It's the same, you know, climate change with look what's happening in Europe and well, in America, in California, with the electricity. You know, they're shutting down all of the fossil fuel, all of natural gas plants. In Europe, they've shut down a bunch of Germany has shut down nuclear plants, but they didn't think, well, are we going to replace this electricity? You know, that natural gas plant was producing a certain amount of electricity every day. Do we have a plan to replace it? No, they haven't thought that through. They haven't thought that far in advance yet. They haven't thought that far ahead. We just got to stop the fossil fuels. Just stop the fossil fuels. I mean, this is the same thing as putting a moron in the cockpit of your plane. And it's the same thing with all kinds of stuff. This is what Democrats do. Look at taxing businesses. They want to tax businesses. Well, you know, if you businesses are evil and greedy, we're going to tax them, and then we'll use that money to help the poor people. Okay. Well, what if you tax all these businesses? Then you're going to, number one, you're going to disincentivize the existence of businesses. Which means, you know, what do businesses do? They produce goods and services. So you're going to result in that's going to result in fewer goods and services, which is going to raise prices because the goods and services are now going to be more scarce. They will be less abundant. So prices will go up. That's going to hurt everybody. That's going to hurt the poor. And then you're going to have fewer jobs available because there'll be fewer businesses. Well, that's going to hurt the poor. So you're taxing businesses to help the poor, but you're also hurting the poor at the same time. And But the Democrats haven't thought about that. They haven't thought that far through, that far ahead. They haven't thought that far ahead. They don't care. They're so busy just embracing these stupid, shallow bumper sticker ideas, and they don't, they are too stupid to think, to stop and think about what are the ramifications, what are the consequences, what is the next step, what is the next 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. Like helping the homeless, you know, they want to help the homeless. We have to help the homeless. Okay, we'll build houses for the homeless. Okay, so now you're going to just give people free houses? You're going to give people free places to stay? We're going to help these people. We're going to give them free money. We're going to pay them every day. We'll pay them a monthly or a weekly wage to be just to help them survive. Okay, so if you do that, all you're going to do is make it completely, you're going to incentivize homelessness, essentially. If you pay people to be homeless, then you're going to have more homeless people. And this is why places like California and any blue city or blue state, they've got homeless problem. They've got a problem with homelessness because they subsidize homelessness. But they're so busy thinking, oh, we're such good people. Look how we just help the homeless. We're helping the homeless. Well, actually, you're just incentivizing more and more and more homelessness. You're just making the problem worse and worse and worse. But you're too stupid to stop and think about what you're doing. You know, this is the problem with Democrats. And anytime a Republican or anybody points out any of this stuff, they just call us racists, or we just don't care about the homeless. You just don't care. You don't care about the climate. You don't care about the homeless. You don't care about poor people. You don't care about immigrants. You know, because these are just incredibly stupid people. So that's the problem with America. We've got so many stupid people, and then you've got these politicians who they know these ideas are stupid, but their incentive is to get elected. They just want to get elected. They don't care about solving problems. Like I've said a million times, if politicians really wanted to solve problems, if they really solved problems, then they couldn't run for re-election promising to solve our problems. So their incentive is to never solve problems. And that's the same with government. Government's incentive is to never solve problems. Because if government solved the problem, well, then they've eliminated the justification for their very existence. So, and I did an episode on that a long time ago, but about the perverse incentives of government. So, look, we're in big trouble, but this is one of those things I'm trying to help Republicans make better arguments, and I also hope that Democrats will maybe listen and realize how stupid they are, and we've got to change this Democrat Party. And you know, if we can't destroy the Democrat Party, maybe we can change it and get some of these moron, idiot Democrats to think a little bit, to think, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 steps down the road about some of these issues. We need them to think more intelligently and deeply about these issues. Democrats right now are not deep thinkers at all. They are not thinking deeply or complex. You know, they're not thinking about the complexity of these issues at all. They believe in the bumper sticker, and then they move along to the next stupid issue. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 101. Episode 1 on the next 100 episodes. So, all right. Well, as always, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes. Go to iTunes. Give me some good ratings. You can go to Podbean. You can find me on any podcatcher, any podcast app, podcast player. You can give me some good ratings anywhere. You can go on Podbean. You can follow me. You can support me financially if you would like. I would certainly appreciate it. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.